Hi guys, starting week four. Throwing a lot of things at the offensive kids, and they're getting a lot of things thrown to them from the defensive side. So I will say this, the practices have been going fast. The guys are playing fast, and for the most part, we're going hard. So we are throwing a lot of things formationally and schematically at players, and it's the time to do it in spring. So that's kind of where we're at.
Franco said this is one of the best springs he's seen. What is your opinion on that?
Probably because we are to the point offensively to press the envelope and ask guys to do more things and take them out of comfort zones. And so offensively, that's probably what he's talking about. And they're doing the same thing on D.
Yep. You have enough offensive linemen to run the scrimmage Friday with pretty much to go full go with the scrimmage?
You know, anytime you scrimmage, you're going to be careful with how you tackle and who you're tackling. So, you know, we're going to put it out there, but we're not going to have a full arrangement of plays nor players.
What's different about this year that's maybe made the intensity so high, the speed so high, and that kind of thing?
We're pushing the envelope as a group. Players are, and it's very obvious that they're invested at a very high level.
I just think the organization practice.
As far as the offensive line, are you happy with kind of? I know you've got some guys out with like Riker and that, but are you pretty much happy with the depth you have right now?
Happy?
Or,
that's a term that I really don't know much about. So I wish I could tell you what that means, because to me that means maybe you've arrived at the offensive line, and to answer that, no, we have not arrived at the offensive line.
What do you need to get better at?
Everything from top to bottom. And we look forward to guys getting off missions and getting more healthy, and we need better and more depth. So, yeah, all of the above.
As far as a backup center, because Terrence Leto didn't come back and Ed Fusey's gone, who are you looking at there?
Parker Daw has been taking all the reps at center, at our other center, but he's also rotating at right guard, working with the first group. So he's getting a lot of reps this spring and doing a pretty good job.
What have been your overall thoughts on the running backs so far?
A lot of them are out, our more featured guys, but picking up the slack, they've done a really good job. There's a lot of new faces there, and we're able to run our offense and push the envelope. There's a bust now and again, but for the most part, the running backs are filling their end of the bargain.
Specifically, Algie, how's he look?
Really good. He's been put in all sorts of positions, blocking, lead blocker, edge blocker, and route runner, ball carrier. He's getting the whole shebang.
You talked about the guys being more invested. In what ways does that manifest itself that you notice as coaches?
Because we're able to press the envelope at a higher level with this group, more so than the first two groups that we've had. So we're pressing the level, the expectation with formations and personnel groups, and they're barely hanging on, but they're willing and they're learning and they're doing a lot of things outside of the football block, and that's obvious.
What makes you able to press the envelope like you've been saying? Is there more experience, more leadership?
There does seem to be a lot of leadership, especially when official things are done, you know, when we're done with official program things. The learning level outside of that is very high, and like I said, it's very obvious.
As constituted now, is the defense strong enough, solid enough to test the offense, to give it the kind of the put up the
resistance? What kind of question is that? Our defense is a stud. And every play, you just hang out to your seat, and your guys are tested at the highest level. So I think it's more the other way around. That which is why we needed Stu this spring, because we need that to so everybody can progress and move forward. And man, Stu's been able to do that for the team.
The reason I ask is the viewing session, the media has seen, it looks like the offense is pretty much having its way with the defense.
Well, that's, yeah.
I mean,
you guys have completely been blindsided. It's spring ball. You're throwing a lot of things at kids, and once in a while, a guy's out of position. So easy to draw a conclusion from a little snapshot, but far from the case. It's business as usual, and I will say this, the intent and the level of intensity on the practice field is a tribute to all the kids throughout the team from top to bottom.
I hope Chain kind of came up from the defense. Can you talk about his progression, how he's complemented the offense?
You know, he's doing a good job. He's kind of majoring as that big back guy, and you know, it's not as easy. Blocking is not as easy as he first thought. No, easy. But he's finding that that takes a lot of work and discipline to get to the right area and to be able to adjust yourself at the right time to be an effective blocker. And shoot, he had a nice little run today. So who would have thought he'd take a run and go 40-some-odd yards? And shoot, he surprised me, his foot speed out in the open. So that was good to see.
Do you feel he made any progress with the inside receiver, tight end position, specifically Taron Elk?
No, we are progressing way better than we did last year as a group. Great question, because Terrence is senior, and there should be a step forward as a senior. And you know, so far he's been answering the call. So is Jergs, Trey Dye, and Kobe Pearson. Those guys are, we're doing a lot of stuff with those guys schematically. And they've answered the bell to a pretty good level.
With Trey Dye, is he going on a mission at all? Is there any plans for that, or is he going to be part of the team this fall?
Oh, he's going to be part of the team this fall. And we look forward to a good football from Trey Dye.